Tanya, for the first day of Sivan, the Shchedesh Sivan, is on page 790 in Lessons in Tanya, and it's in Perek Nun Beis, chapter 52. In the previous shir, yesterday's shir, the Rebbe said that the Shechinah itself, which is the origin of life for the created being, is too strong and too great to be revealed into creation, other than through a garment that conceals it and hides it. Today's shia, the Alter Rebbe explains what that garment is. Top of the page. Mahu halavush shiuchal lahastira ulahalbisho. Now what is this garment which is able to conceal and clothe the Shekhinah? V'leyiz batal b'metziyaz b'ezo. The whole problem is that the Shekhinah is too great for the created being. If it were revealed, the creation would become batal. So the solution is that it isn't revealed, it is concealed. It's concealed and clothed within a garment that hides it. So the question is, what is this garment that can conceal the Shekhinah when the created state couldn't conceal it and couldn't contain it? So the Rebbe says, "Hur tzeinei yizbarich v'chachmasei hamelubashim b'teiro mitzveiseha haniglislan ulevaneinu." The garment that we're speaking about, when we say that God is clothed in order to be able to reveal himself partially to the world, this garment is really God's will and God's wisdom, so that they are greater and higher than creation, greater than the Shekhinah, which is the origin of creation. And that's why they can conceal the Shekhinah without becoming batal. The Shekhinah doesn't nullify the garment, because the garment is greater than the Shekhinah, the garment being God's will and God's wisdom. On the other hand, if the garment is God's will and God's wisdom, so that it conceals the Shekhinah and thereby reveals godliness to the world, why doesn't the world become batal from the presence of God's will and wisdom, which is even greater than the Shekhinah? So if the world would be overwhelmed by the revelation of the Shekhinah, then it should be even more overwhelmed by the revelation of God's will and God's wisdom, which is much greater than the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah, the Alter Rebbe will say later, is basically the attribute of Malchus, of Atzilus, and Ratzon and Chochmah. Ratzon is infinitely higher, and Chochmah is the highest of the attributes, and Malchus is the tenth and the lowest of the attributes. So Chochmah and Ratzon are much, much higher than Malchus, and therefore God's will and God's wisdom are much higher than the Shekhinah, which is Malchus, and that's why the Shekhinah doesn't overwhelm the garment, because the garment is that much higher than the Shekhinah. But now, on the other hand, why isn't the world overwhelmed by the garment? How does the garment protect the world from being overwhelmed by the Shekhinah when the garment itself is even higher than the Shekhinah? So for this, the Alter Rebbe says that this will and wisdom of God is clothed within Torah and mitzvahs that are revealed to us and our children. In other words, the Torah comes down into a revealed state. God's will and God's wisdom are clothed within Torah and mitzvahs, and the Torah and mitzvahs, as we understand it, as we receive it here in the world, as it is revealed to us and to our children, it is finite. There are only so many mitzvahs. Each mitzvah has its size, its dimension, its time, its place, and so on. The Araisa mechachma nafkis, Torah is chachma, because Torah comes from chachma. He chachma ilo dileelo leelo me alma disgali. This chachma that is Torah is the supernal chachma Chachma Vatzilus, that is much, much higher than the revealed world, which is the Shechina, which is the Malchus of Vatzilus. The Iyu Chakim V'loi B'Chachma Yediya, because God's wisdom is not the knowable wisdom. Commission is by Eliel, as was explained earlier. She'erin Seif Baruch Hu Melubash U'miyuchad B'Chachma Iloh, that God himself is clothed and united with the supernal Chachma, V'hu Yisbarich V'Chachma Se'echad, and he, God himself, and his wisdom are one. So it's not a known wisdom. It's not a wisdom similar to human wisdom. It is a wisdom in which God and his wisdom are one. Zak. So on the other hand, this supernal wisdom, which is the Torah, it came down through the various levels of creation, that the spiritual worlds, until it was clothed into physical things in the 613 mitzvahs of Torah. So on the one hand, Torah is God's wisdom, which is much higher than the Shechina, and therefore is not overwhelmed and nullified by the Shechina. So it serves as a garment, a protective garment, that shields the world from the Shechina revealing itself and overwhelming the world, while at the same time, the garment, God's will and God's wisdom, do not overwhelm the world themselves, because they came down to the level of the world. Now, the unique thing about Torah and mitzvahs, as we learned earlier in Tanya, that it is compared to water. Torah is compared to water. Just as water comes from a higher place to a lower place, in the same way, Torah came from a high place down to a low place. Why the comparison with water, which is a very physical and simple analogy, why not compare it to any form of wisdom? Every form of wisdom comes from the teacher to the student, from the higher, the greater mind, to the lesser mind, from the more knowledgeable to the less knowledgeable. So the explanation was that the knowledge that comes from the teacher to the student undergoes some kind of a change. Not everything the teacher knows can be expressed to the student. And the way the teacher understands the subject does not reveal itself to the student. The student, hearing the lesson, understands it the way his mind comprehends, not the way the teacher's mind comprehends. And so in the process of going from the higher level to the lower level, something is lost. Whereas the analogy to water, the water that flows downhill doesn't lose anything in the process. The same water that was at the top of the hill flows down and reaches the bottom of the hill without being filtered, without being limited, without being restricted or changed. The same way with Torah, on the one hand we say that Torah comes down like all of godliness, the godliness in creation, where God's creative energies comes down from the higher world to the lower world to the next world until finally it becomes physical. But there, much is lost in the process. And that's a necessary, the loss is necessary in order that the creative power should not be overwhelming to the created state. So it comes down, meaning to say, it's filtered out, it's limited, it's restricted, and by the time it comes down to the created being, it is a fragment of what it once was. A fraction of what it once was. Whereas with Torah, on the one hand we say that it comes down, on the other hand we say that it is God. God and Torah are one. Because in coming down, it doesn't change at all. It comes down without being affected, without being lost in the process. So on the one hand it is the garment, because it is stronger than the light, it can contain the Shechina. And on the other hand, it doesn't overwhelm the world because it came down to the world into physical things. In the Hayyim Yom, for the first of Sivan, for the Shchedesh Sivan, which is also the 45th day of the Emer, The Rebbe writes that Zreik Chutra La'avira A'ikrekoi. When you throw a stick into the air, a branch into the air, it'll land on its root, on its heavier side. Nachla b'li mitzorim, an endless inheritance, in chilu aviseinu rabiseinu agdeshim, our fathers, the rabbeim, the rebbes of the generations, in bequeathed v'chveit chassidim harishenim to the early chassidim, asher b'nei b'neihem, and that is this endless inheritance which was bequeathed by the rabbeim to the early chassidim, is that their children, their grandchildren, the children of their sons, ubnei bnei sehem, the children of their daughters, ledei they sehem, for all generations to come, will inherit the light of Chassidus. The eizem medino sviva sheyihiyu, that in any environment or whatever country they should find themselves, yihiyeh etlam eisei ha'ikre, they should always have that connection to the root. And that is that the inner heart should be devoted and should be drawn towards the origin from which they are carved, the rock from which they are carved. In other words, to know that they are Chassidim. There are occasions when this root, this connection to the roots, is hidden and concealed in many garments. And this is the aveda of the one who wants, desires life, to remove these concealments, and to establish times of learning, of studying Chassidus, and to conduct himself with the customs of the Chassidim. And in that way, reveal the basic connection that a chassid has to chassidus. The Alter Rebbe writes in the introduction to Tanya that although there are some who claim that coming to Yechidus and seeing the Rebbe personally cannot be replaced by a book, by a written work, the Rebbe briefly explains that since he is writing the Sefer HaTanya to those who know him and whom he knows intimately, therefore, he can transmit the same information, the same inspiring lessons in the written work as he would face to face. So it's not as if he is writing to strangers and therefore doesn't know exactly what the person needs to hear and how he needs to hear it, but since he is writing to those who know him, he's writing to people who know him and whom he recognizes and knows, therefore everyone can find their answers and their inspiration in Tanya. And Chassidim say that the Alter Rebbe meant not only the Chassidim who he knew physically, but all those who would eventually study Tanya seriously. All those neshamas were already known to the Alter Rebbe, and that's who he was writing to. So every neshama, every chassid who comes to Chassidus is basically a neshama that was already connected to the Alter Rebbe and whom the Alter Rebbe intended and had in mind when he wrote the Tanya. Ultimately, this refers to every Jew, because ultimately every Jew has to learn all parts of Torah, including also Chassidus. But as it develops, gradually each neshama that comes to study in Chassidus is basically returning to its Chassidic origin.